now a special WPTL sports presentation. It's Benefit Basketball, brought to you tonight by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Taylor Motors, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Now let's go courtside with Rhonda Byrd and Chad Upton.
Live here at Tuscola High School, where we have something kind of unusual going on today, Chad. This is Rhonda Byrd, along with Chad Upton here. We're doing something a little fun, a little crazy, to raise money for Coach Crook. The benefit that Chuck and I have been talking about all week was to raise money for Coach Crook in his fight against cancer.
Yeah.
It is the teachers and alumni from Tuscola and Pisgah versus the Haywood County Law Enforcement Organization. And, folks, there's some big guys out there on the law enforcement
organization. No doubt about it. You know, you're beating bang around out here in a game like this, but I'm sure that's not anything that those guys don't see on a frequent basis, as it is.
I talked to Coach Ham before the game. She said that they didn't know about this until earlier in the week, so they're kind of slim pickings on the alumni side over here and the teacher side.
I thought they had been planning it for a little while.
They had, but I think that they were trying to keep it a secret from
gotcha.
Coach Crook.
Gotcha.
And they were afraid that
sure.
if they told the teachers, he'd get back to him.
Sure, absolutely.
So, Coach Crook, I talked to him before just a few minutes ago as he walked in. He's looking a lot better, folks. He went down to Texas April 8th and 9th. The doctors told him the tumor has not shrunk, but it has changed,
right.
and that's what they expected.
Right.
He goes back in 3 months from that point, and then they're going to come up with another game plan to see what's going on. And he's got positive attitude, Chad. He's
no, there's
really
no
upbeat.
Doubt about it. And, I think we've talked about this, and I know you guys have covering basketball this year. You know, certainly there has been no room for him to sit around a whole lot, I would think, and think about this because of the lifestyle of a teacher and a basketball coach, particularly a basketball coach with a good basketball team that made a deep playoff run. There's not been a real opportunity for him to sit about and worry about those things. And I think that energy from the kids, and that's the other thing, and I would tell you, the energy from the kids has probably been something that's been a healing factor in a lot of ways for him too. I mean, there's just, to me, not really been an opportunity to get down too far because he's got such an important job, because of the relationships he has both in terms of Pisgah High School on that campus, and I'd like to also think because of the atmosphere that we've created really in this county around our communities and around our high school. So that's terrific news. He looks like he's doing really well. He's out there on the floor right now. He's going to try to give it a go, and I'm certainly excited about that, but I'm very proud of him in a lot of ways. And I think that his whole demeanor and his whole non-defeatist attitude about this cancer is just indicative of who he is. I mean, he's a winner anyway, and he's certainly going to beat this deal, but it's great to see him out there tonight.
You know, Chad, I wrote an article, and it was in The Columnist, about seeing Coach Crook from the stands and what I seen from afar. And I seen a man that was teaching a bunch of kids more than just basketball. He was teaching them that life does throw you curveballs. There are going to be times that you're going to fight through adversity in your personal life and health and everything else. He's taught those kids to have a positive attitude and never give up.
Yeah.
He is the epitome of Jimmy Valvano's phrase.
Absolutely.
Epitome to it. And I could not sit back and not think of that the whole time I watched him. And, he inspired me.
Yeah.
That's the reason I called an inspiring journey. He inspired me. He inspired those young men out there on that court.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
How do we know that he didn't change somebody on that bench?
Exactly. And I think that's, when you said that, and I think that's another good point. And I think about my relationships that I've had with the people I've played for, and I'm sure you feel the same way, and the folks who are listening at home can go back and think about the guys that they played for in athletics and in middle school and high school or whatever. And those people tend to be some of the people that, you know, you spend your whole life, you would rather please them than maybe do anything else. I think about, certainly, you know, the relationship I have with my father, but also think about people like Jeff Conner and David Presley that I played for in high school. And to this day, Rhonda, I still want to make them happy and do what's best by them, because I feel like if I've done right by those people, then I'm probably doing right. And that all goes back to that rooting in that high school career that I had playing sports and learning those things and wanting to be part of something a little bit bigger and do something for someone that you knew was probably right. And I think that's a great example right there. And you think about that, you know, we certainly would never wish this outcome for anyone, but I think it's pretty easy to say that there have been some benefits somehow for the kids, for himself, for his family, in terms of finding that inner strength and then being able to share that with those guys and those players. And I think it's probably made them better human beings in the process.
I do, too. And, you know, Chad, all this money tonight, the gate money, the concession money, is all going to go to Coach Crook. Folks, he has to pay for his plane ticket to fly down to Texas. He has to have a motel room because he usually has to spend the night down there, too. So, and a lot of the times the insurance anymore is not going to pay for you to go to a different area to be treated for a disease.
Sure.
And so, you know, he needs all the help he can get. He started a, and if you can't be here, folks, there is an account at Champion Credit Union that has been started for Coach Crook. Make a donation. Go to the Champion Credit Union, tell them you want to make a donation and to Coach Crook, and let them put it in his account for him. He would greatly appreciate it. And I know the Pisgah Nation greatly appreciates it, too, for everybody that has come forward and helped him.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick timeout. When we return, we'll get started with this basketball game here tonight, this benefit for Coach Casey Crook. Back in a moment. You're listening to basketball on WPTL.
This is a great community event. Mike and Sherry Ray of Crawford Ray Funeral Home, Cremation Services, and Memorial Gardens are glad to have this opportunity to support a worthwhile cause. Crawford Ray Funeral Home is involved in our area in many ways, including through their restored historic church from the Sandy Mush community. And Mike and Sherry thank you for your support of them over the years. Crawford Ray Funeral Home, Cremation Services, and Memorial Gardens.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun.
Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
This great charity event is brought to you by Taylor Motor Company, your award-winning Ford dealer on Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Be sure to visit Taylor Motor Company and see the complete line of gas-saving, feature-packed Ford cars, SUVs, and tough Ford trucks. Taylor Motor Company, your Ford dealer on Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Tonight's special benefit basketball game is being brought to you by Taylor Motors, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Now back to the game, here's Rhonda Byrd and Chad Upton.
Back here live at Tuscola High School, where we have the benefit Crook basketball game. That's what we're going to call it. He didn't even know about it. He told me, he said, I didn't even know about this till earlier in the week. And I said, yeah, Chuck and I have tried to keep it a secret all week long, you know, since we knew about it.
Yeah.
And because it's for you. So, but Chad, I do want to remind everybody why we got them online. And if you're listening to WPTL Radio, you can also listen to WPTLRadio.net. So, and we do have a lot of Coach Crook's family in West Virginia listening. They've tuned in and listened. I found out that
before. Awesome.
So we want to tell you how much we love Coach Crook down here.
Well, TuneInRadio.com as well, and streaming to your smart devices.
So we got the drawdown end of the month. It's not that far away, folks. May 31st, Pisgah's big fundraiser. I have two tickets here at the table. If anybody wants one, then come right up here to the radio station and come and buy one from me. We've got not many left. They're really going fast this year. So just come up here and buy a drawdown ticket, $100, have some fun on the Saturday night. I mean, it's really a blast.
Yeah, and the other thing, you know, we talk about that thing every single year, and we're so proud of that. That event gets sold out every single year, and we've seen the high schools around us try that event and not have near the success that we've had. We've always been able to sell that event out, Rhonda, and that generates a good deal of money to allow our programs to do what they do. You go back and think about this winter, where you had two basketball teams making a deep run. We'll tell you something, that cost a lot of money to make that run because you're having to pay for gas and buses and hotel and food and all those kinds of things for your players. So, and that's where that goes. So it's a big deal. And we certainly appreciate the support everybody can get involved.
It was a big deal when you drive down to Greensboro. You see our kids riding in the luxury coach.
That's right.
And the other schools in the activity bus.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that made me proud just to be part of the Pisgah Nation.
Well, we certainly want to thank our sponsors to get on board with this tonight to make this benefit go as well. Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Taylor Motors, Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance, and Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Again, we certainly appreciate our sponsors here tonight on WPTL.
We also have alumni football game coming up, Chad.
Yes, I got contacted about that this week.
June 14th, 7 p.m. at North Buncombe High School is to raise money for Coach Cagle and that program over there to help him with his football program. And that, you know, Pisgah jumped right on and says, yes, we'll play.
I can't confirm, and maybe you can, I can't confirm that we'll carry that game yet, though I was contacted about it. I certainly know that there's interest in being on radio.
I know that Bill's working on it. Okay. He found out that it was on a Saturday night. He thought it was on a Friday night. So if any of your sponsors, picking on the park. If any of your sponsors want to get on board, give Bill a call. June 14th, 7 p.m., Saturday night, North Buncombe High School. And from what I'm hearing, word to the grapevine, me living in Asheville now, is that the quarterback for North Buncombe is going to be Presley.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he said that
he graduated this year, huh?
No, well, did he graduate from college?
I don't know. Well, he was at Western.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know when his eligibility was up, what that situation was.
I heard he was going to be the quarterback, and I also heard they had a good wide receiver coming, and he said he was going to pass the ball on Pisgah all night long.
Okay. Well, so, it'll be certainly entertaining to watch that guy.
Sam Jackson said it's going to be hard to throw it over me.
There you go. Action Jackson.
That's
always fun. Those games are fun because you remember all the memories you had from when they played in high school and then they come back out. And Pisgah's had a good run so far with that alumni program, 2-0 against Tuscola. So we'll see if we can get that continuing. Let's take another quick timeout, get another couple of words from our sponsor. We're back with tip-off here for this alumni basketball game in just a moment. WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah basketball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call 648-2632 for Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years.
Tonight's special benefit basketball game is being brought to you by Taylor Motors, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Now back to the game. Here's Rhonda Byrd and Chad Upton.
Live back here at Tuscola High School, where we're about 11 seconds away from tip-off of this benefit basketball game for Coach Crook, and we feel honored. News 13's here. I mean, a lot of celebrities are here.
Yeah, we've got, as far as attendance-wise, got several folks on the sideline in front of us in the lower level. The lower level here is full, and then a good crowd behind us as well. So, and not a sold-out game, but certainly everything counts in terms of those funds, and I know Coach Crook will very much appreciate this. But we're going to have a good crowd here tonight, too.
Oh, yeah, we got a good crowd. And I'm trying to see who's playing for Pisgah for Pisgah. Florida.
I know. It's going to be tough.
Oh, it's going to be tough, folks.
This is the only time that we'll do this, right?
Yeah, the only time the two
goes
will come
against
together.
Yeah.
For the Haywood County side, the teachers and alumni, it looks like Coach Ham, Coach Byron Burnett, Coach Ham's brother, and I do not know his name, Coach Morgan, Heidi Morgan. It looks like we got Matthew Inman playing.
Yeah, I was looking on the other side for law enforcement. They're, these guys make up probably part of Haywood County Sheriff's Department. I know the center right here is Canton PD. Waynesville PD is out here. Clyde PD.
Yeah.
And maybe even some state troopers out here as well. So
it looks like the starting five for the Haywood County alumni is going to be Coach Crook out there. and the
Nathan Messer, coach here, and alumni pistol.
Yeah, and Clint McElrath, number 55.
Nathan and I played baseball together throughout our lives. He was our catcher, and he's a good one. See what goes on.
Here's the tip off. And McElrath quickly gets the ball and then gives it to number 30. And I do not know who number 30 is. And McElrath missed the layup.
It's still early.
Yeah.
It's still early.
And Michael Mathis is playing for the Haywood County alum LEO. Oh, Coach McElrath had a rebound and he got it, just lost it out of his hands. Oh, good box out by Coach McElrath.
Yeah,
that time.
One of the things that I always think about these kinds of games is the physical nature they tend to take. So we'll see how that plays out. A lot of beating and banging on the paint.
I think if Coach Crook ever scores a basket, this crowd will probably erupt.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So Coach, looked like Nathan Messer took a basket that time, missed it. And Michael Mathis comes down and takes a baseline jumper and misses it. It rims in right. I mean, there's some pretty good shots here.
Michael Mathis, the former Pisgah receiver.
Yeah, yeah. He works for the Haywood County Sheriff's Department.
I remember Michael Mathis, Rhonda, really putting on a lot of weight, putting on a lot of muscle there in between maybe his sophomore, junior, senior year, and really, really had a solid career for us on the gridiron, too.
Oh, he was a good player there his senior year. Doing a little inside-outside is the Haywood LEO, and they got a three-pointer by, I don't know who that is. If you'll turn around, I'll find out his numbers. They got kind of some funky numbers. Number three, that is... they've got a whole list of players here.
I might be able to work on it and see.
Yeah.
There's so many names and numbers, and there's probably a 30-man roster out here, so that's not easy.
Coach Crook tries to get Michael to take the ball away from Mathis, and Michael Mathis, and he gets it back. And looks like our Haywood County alumni.
That's a lot of arc. He missed everything. Michael Mathis can't find anything from out there. 3-0 Sheriff's Department or Haywood County Law Enforcement.
Here comes the teachers. Coach Crook takes a three.
Got it.
And he got it. Wow, Coach Crook. And Michael Mathis is patting him on the head. Oh, that was a great shot by Coach Crook. Doing a little inside-outside. And who's the tall guy from?
Canton PD.
Canton PD.
Yeah, I can't.
He posted.
Stephen Moore, perhaps. Not sure.
He posted up real well, turned around, and he really did a good good turnaround jumper, and we got a
whistle. Steve Moore, I believe, is his name.
Yeah, got a whistle, and I think they're going to call a foul.
You know, the other thing about these charity games, and I've played in them before, too, and there's a lot of energy in the first 3 or 4 minutes, and then people start getting a little winded.
Yeah.
So that might play out here, too. Mathis got a lot of arch on that shot.
He got a little help on the rim with that shot, and it fell in. Makes it 6-3, Haywood County LEO. Next one was a little short, and Coach Crook comes up with a rebound. He's just going to dribble it on down himself and just said, heck, I'm just taking it myself. Gives it to Messer. Messer dribbles to the paint, flips it out to the corner to McElrath. McElrath gives it to, oh, man.
Foul from behind, a little too open down there. Coach Messer needs a haircut, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you, and I can because I played with him.
Yeah, nice pass to Coach Messer from his assistant coach, and I can't remember his name. Do you know his name?
No, I can't.
And nice catch, but
he
got fouled.
But they should have some chemistry, shouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, they should have some kind of chemistry there. He missed his first free throw, gets a second, so it makes it 6-4.
No, Coach Messer, we're getting old now. We're getting near 40, so it's not nearly as easy as it used to be.
Another three-point shot from the corner from the Haywood LEO. And Messer rebounds, and then he gets it poked out by number three from the Haywood LEO. And, man, he's a player.
Hadn't seen any substitutions yet either. About 5 minutes left in this first period, 6-4.
Maybe they're going to run so many play one quarter,
yeah,
so many play the
yeah,
next.
Yeah, that might be right. They got a lot of guys out there.
Yeah. Coach Crook intercepts the ball. He gets it, and he's taking it out. Michael Mathis is trying to foul him. He gets took down. He comes out of his shoe. Coach Crook does. He's laying in the paint, putting his shoe back on.
Every one of these guys tomorrow is going to say, what was I thinking? Everyone.
Oh, man. A good pass by Coach Crook to the assistant coach of the Tuscola Mountaineers, and he just missed a baseline jumper.
I wonder how much these guys practiced?
Not much, because our guys didn't even know anything about it.
Dixon to have a wholesale substitution for the Pisgah Tuscola alumni, too, Ron.
Yeah, you got Coach Hamm and her brother going in, along with Byron Burnett, Coach Burnett, Matthew Inman, and then the assistant coach for the boys' basketball team, one of the assistant coaches for Coach Crook, and I don't know his name. It's all tied up, 6-6. Haywood Aleo tries a three-pointer, misses it.
We've seen as many shots don't hit anything as we see any going in tonight.
Oh, man, it's like they're running down, putting it up. They got good shots, they're just not.
Yeah, I mean, it's not been too bad. You know, there's a backcourt right there, but that's not too bad.
Master's trying to say it was tipped.
Let's get us a quick timeout here. When we return, we get going with this substitution, see what we got. Back in a moment, you're listening to Pisgah and Tuscola Alumni Basketball on WPTL.
This is a great community event. Mike and Sherry Ray of Crawford Ray Funeral Home, Cremation Services, and Memorial Gardens are glad to have this opportunity to support a worthwhile cause. Crawford Ray Funeral Home is involved in our area in many ways, including through their restored historic church from the Sandy Mush community. And Mike and Sherry thank you for your support of them over the years. Crawford Ray Funeral Home, Cremation Services, and Memorial Gardens. Tonight's special benefit basketball game is being brought to you by Taylor Motors, Carolina Pond and Gun, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Now back to the game. Here's Rhonda Byrd and Chad Upton.
Back here live at Tuscola, where we're still 6-6 tied up in this benefit game. We've got a wholesale substitution for both teams. Matthew Emmon goes up strong, misses it, and gets fouled. But Coach Hamm, I asked her before the game, I said, now, are you going to take your brother to school or is he going to take you to school?
I mean, imagine she is him, is my guess.
I guarantee they played a lot of backyard basketball
sure.
up in Kentucky.
For sure.
But he's donning a Russell Wilson Seattle Seahawks jersey
that.
On.
Russell Wilson did everything but play basketball, I guess.
Yeah, he sure did.
Watched him. I remember watching him in Asheville and then watching him, obviously, in the NFL. Got a chance to see him live a couple years ago.
Oh, what a fake by Coach Hamm. Gets the rebound, and she goes right back up and puts it back in. She out-rebounded three guys here on the other end.
She sure did.
And she played at Western Carolina University her college career. So the Haywood County Law Enforcement, they have a little baseline jumper. Good shot. Goes in. It's all tied up at 8-8 again with 3:04 left in the first quarter. Matthew Inman. Everybody remembers Matthew. Drives strong to the hole. He misses an easy layup. He split the defense, went right down the middle, and just.
I got to tell you, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty impressed so far about what we're seeing. The alumni kind of in the zone down there in 2-1-2. They practiced a little bit for sure.
Matthew Inman is the assistant basketball coach, JV basketball coach, joining Coach Crook and them, doing a fine job. Really loves it. Another air ball. Saved this time by the Haywood Leo. He misses the putback. Gets it back out for a foul line jumper to C2, and I'm not sure where it is. And Coach Hamm.
Dustin Toon.
Coach Hamm's brother rebounds it. She gets it to her.
Look at
she
this.
Goes up between two guys, misses it. But then the assistant coach for Pisgah basketball team gets it back. And puts it in.
Nice
so
little layup. 10-8.
It was layup. Coach Hamm thought she might have got a foul there. She's going, where's the foul, man?
Ooh.
I think maybe she's more mad at herself. She should have put that back up in there.
Ball out of bounds. Let's not take another quick timeout and get back here with more. You're listening to Pisgah and Tuscola Alumni Basketball on WPTL.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Tonight's special benefit basketball game is being brought to you by Taylor Motors, Carolina Pond and Gun, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Now back to the game. Here's Rhonda Byrd and Chad Upton.
Back here live at Haywood County, or at Tuscola High School, where the Haywood County alumni have a 14-8 lead now, as after Coach Hamm just put it in.
She's
nice,
all they
lead.
Got.
Yeah, really. She had Steve Moore, who's got what, at least 5-6
yeah.
inches on her. She
yeah.
tied him up
yeah.
on the base, down yeah. on the block. Man, she's tough. And Matthew Emmon intercepts the ball.
She
He's got
one.
Hamm, Coach Hamm's brother, and it kind of bounces behind him, bounce pass behind him,
yeah.
so he goes out of bounds.
A lot of up and down, obviously.
Now, Coach Byron Burnett's really, really sucking air right now.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa.
That would have been an ESPN highlight.
Yeah, he just about put it off the top stanchion up there and still just about went in for the Haywood County Law Enforcement.
That would have been good for the ESPN highlight. Matthew Emmon comes down, bounce passes into Hamm. She does a little pump fake, gets a guy off her feet, turns around, puts it in. Just a jumper from the paint right there. Makes it 16-8. I think she scored the last 8 points.
Yeah.
Coach Hamm has. She really does a lot of good with the girls at Pisgah. Matthew Emmon steals it and takes it in for an easy layup, 18-8. I like Coach Hamm's brother. He plays pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. Steal on the other side. By himself. 1-on-3. Maintains possession for the alumni.
And he just holds it up and says, come on back here and help me, guys. Oh, Coach Hamm, brother, tries a three-point shot. She gets it, goes up, misses it. She gets a rebound and just kind of chunks it. So
kind of opened up a lead a little bit, though, Rhonda.
Yeah, at the end of the quarter, it's 18-8, the Haywood County alumni. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back after these messages. Pisgah Sports are in benefit or whatever you want to call them on WPTL 920 AM.
Good enough.
This great charity event is brought to you by Taylor Motor Company, your award-winning Ford dealer on Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Be sure to visit Taylor Motor Company and see the complete line of gas-saving, feature-packed Ford cars, SUVs, and tough Ford trucks. Taylor Motor Company, your Ford dealer on Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Tonight's special benefit basketball game is being brought to you by Taylor Motors, Carolina Pond and Gun, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Now back to the game. Here's Rhonda Byrd and Chad Upton.
I'm back here live at Tuscola High School for this benefit basketball game for Coach Casey Crook. Another wholesale substitution from both sides again.
Yeah, you know, like I said, both teams have got, you know, anywhere from 15 to 25 for the Sheriff's Department guys and the Haywood County Law Enforcement guys on their roster. So, I'll get everybody in there. Hope everyone
Heidi
survives.
Coach Heidi Morgan's in now, and Clint McElrath's back in. Donning a Heat 55 jersey.
Yeah.
Must be a Miami Heat
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just kind of the LEOs in a
lot more passing.
Oh, Heidi Morgan takes a three. Oh, she went air ball, man. Missed the whole thing. Oh, man. Come on, coach. You coach basketball. You got to at least hit some rim.
There you go. Look at this. Wow. Nice.
A dipsy doo doodle, as Dick Vitale say.
I'll have to get his number, but that was a nice little move right there.
Yeah, that's 5-0.
That's Tyler Trantham for Haywood County Law Enforcement taking it through the lane through about four defenders.
Look at
finding
Coach
a way.
Morgan rebounds it on her knee. She dribbles it out. They bounce past it down in the paint. Back to Heidi Morgan in the corner. And she says, no, I'm not going to embarrass myself again. I missed that other one. McElrath puts it back up top. It's 18-10. Yeah, Trantham, that was an impressive move.
Yeah.
Dipsy doo.
It
I
was.
Mean, he did a little pump fake, a little ball action, and went in for an easy layup.
Pretty sure his brother is an administrator here in Haywood County Schools.
Oh, missed by three-pointer by the Haywood LEO, and the alumni get the rebound. And teachers, alumni.
Ron, while we've got a second, again, just want to mention, like you were talking about at the beginning of the broadcast, that drawdown for us, again, is May 31st that evening at 7 o'clock. You get your meal, which is two steak dinners for you and your companion and a ticket for the drawdown. And There's always big money associated with those, thousands of dollars potentially, and it's a lot of fun there at the end too. So there's still tickets available. I know I have some, and you can contact me through the radio station. You certainly can contact Rhonda through the radio station as well.
Even contact the school.
Right, you can contact the school.
646-3440.
Like you say, there's probably certainly still some out there, but there won't be for much longer.
No, because what I have is Coach Goodwin's. I sell them for her because she's so busy coaching softball. I say, don't worry about Coach. I'll take care of that. You just coach the girls.
Right.
Take care of the kids.
It's been a big spring so far for everybody too, hasn't it?
Oh, man. You're
thank you guys for coming.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely.
You're welcome. We got a gentleman come up, thanked us for coming, doing the broadcast on the radio. And like we said, we got Coach Crook's family in West Virginia listening to us online, and we appreciate you tuning in. And we just tell you how much we love him. But
we were talking, we were talking about spring sports too a little bit. I can't remember the last time Pisgah baseball was this good.
Can't remember 1967.
Yeah.
Well, I was like 4 years old then.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, you're talking about making trips downstate. I mean, that's a team certainly that could join their female counterparts and go downstate for a little while
this
season.
And the girls have turned it around.
Right.
They beat North Henderson. They're in second place. They're a half a game out of first.
Oh, they're in good shape.
Oh, they're fine. They've had some injuries start the year and had some issues and stuff. Tough little foul there, but they get up, hug each other.
Yeah. That's the only one thing you don't want to. You want to have any hard feelings when this is over. So that's right.
Yeah. They got an opportunity to go down. They played a tough schedule, folks. They played Alexander Central, which is the number one nationally ranked team in the country.
Right.
And so they've played some tough teams.
Well, and again, what you're trying to do, I think, if you're Pisgah softball, is preparing for May and June, because you know you're always going to make that run.
Yes, and that's what you want to really do. Callie Kirkendall starting to bring it on now. And men's golf won the conference championship. The Grogan boys, Levi and Luke, my goodness gracious, Nicholas Boone.
And you may know more about this, but I thought about this. There is there's an award each year for each classification for total sports program in the state of North Carolina. I can't think that Pisgah wouldn't be at the very top of that.
The last time I checked the Wells Fargo standings, we were second behind West Henderson.
For all of 3A?
Regionally. We weren't that far behind. If we can finish it up here strong in this spring sport, we could probably take them
over.
I think
that's exactly what's going to happen.
I hope so, man. I tell you, I'm so proud.
And we've always done pretty well with that.
Well, you know, that's the reason Coach Chappell said he wanted to come to Pisgah.
Yeah.
The main reason he wanted to come to Pisgah, and it just sticks in my mind, is because he said, it's the programs. Your programs every year are running deep or in the playoffs. Every girls, boys, it doesn't matter.
Right, right.
He said at East Henderson, we did good to have, we just had football.
Right, or baseball.
Or baseball. Yeah. And that was it. No
or
girls'
volleyball.
Sports.
Yeah.
No, not even volleyball. I mean, they haven't had any strong.
You're East Henderson. I was thinking West. Yeah.
East.
You're right.
They've not had any good, strong girls' sports there at all. So I have an over and back violation being called on. I think it was the Haywood LEO, and he's saying, man, I didn't touch it.
I think this is one of the things, you just take it and go. You're not going to, like I said, you just want to have a good time and hope nobody gets too terribly hurt.
Nathan Messer went up and tried an up and under, and he got blocked.
8-point lead now for the alumni.
20-12. Coach Crook back in there. He's got the ball. He takes a three. Off the front of the rim.
A little short. Looked like it was
a
good-looking shot, though.
Good rotation. Good-looking shot. His wife's not here tonight. She's having some lung problems.
And listen, I mean, you know, someone that's not – I mean, you have to be in top 80% health to be able to be out here. So just him out there playing tells you a whole lot about where he is.
Tells you about his character,
absolutely,
too.
I mean, golly, this is not an easy thing to go out and do, particularly after you've been sick.
Yeah. But you know those kids on that basketball team just took over and took care of him.
Yeah,
they went to his house. They decorated the Christmas.
Is that right?
They put up his Christmas for the kids. They put a couch in for him. They mowed his lawn, did his leaves, did any kind of outside work he needed done, so that he could. He was so sick he couldn't have strength to do it.
Sure.
So the whole basketball team
just
went over there and did that. They took care of him.
That's cool.
And that's the Pisgah Nation taking care of the Pisgah Nation.
It absolutely is right.
You know, you can say here, and that P is strong across the state.
Yes, it is. I mean, you go, and I've said this before, you go anywhere in the state. And if you've got something that's got people, there are going to be people that know exactly what that is.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then, of course, you just drive around, even if you're not in the region. You drive here sooner or later, you're going to see a power P on the back of somebody's vehicle.
Oh, yeah, I see them in Asheville all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it resonates to me what my brother always said before he passed away. He said, you know, the one thing he wanted was the program. He wanted Pisgah to be known for everything, not just football. Everything.
Yeah.
And I think now you could sit down and say, mission accomplished.
Absolutely. Well, I think it just goes a long way to sort of tell you about the health of the overall community, too. And you got to feel pretty good about that.
Well, and that's another thing Coach Chappell brought up was he said he likes the small town Friday night lights thing.
Yeah, yeah.
When the town shuts down to come out for football. And he wanted his kids to have that opportunity.
Exactly. Well, the alumni have built a little bit of a lead.
Oh,
Coach
Crick
going out of bounds, got a timeout call. And the alumni lead it by 10 here, 23-13. Let's take a quick timeout. Be back with more. You're listening to Alumni Basketball on WPTL.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call 648-2632 for Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency.
Tonight's special benefit basketball game is being brought to you by Taylor Motors, Carolina Pond and Gun, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Now back to the game. Here's Rhonda Byrd and Chad Upton.
Back here live at Tuscola High School, where the alumni took a timeout as Coach Crook was falling out of bounds, took a timeout, saved the ball, and they got a 10-point lead right now, Chad.
Yeah, they've sort of been putting it on a little bit. I had a three-pointer earlier, just a few moments ago. Charlie
Emmons in there playing now.
I remember as Charlie Sims. Went to high school together.
Coach Emmons. She's not coaching softball no more. So Coach Fox is in there. Great three-pointer from the corner by the Haywood LEO.
And she just had a child recently.
Yes. Coach Emmons did.
So I can guarantee you that's going to be an athlete.
Oh, yeah.
Marty was part of that 95 team, Rhonda, that was right after I had graduated. Really solid backfield, that team. Ran the wishbone, went deep in the playoffs year. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. The old wishbone.
Frank Leatherwood in the backfield, Marty Infin back there.
I've been having, if you're listening
Mashburn,
to us.
They were solid.
Yeah, they were solid. If you're listening to us, you can text me, and we'll give you a shout-out at 828-421-3301. Text us, tell you who you are, where you're listening from, and we'll give you a shout-out. And then sometimes I'll pop in some questions. If anybody can tell me who the football coach was for Pisgah when they won the back-to-back state championships.
I guarantee you'll get that one.
I know, but I
you're just making sure that they're alive
listening.
Out
yeah,
there.
I'm going to make sure somebody's alive.
I got you.
Let's see if some of these true Pisgah fans are listening.
So how's Chuck doing?
He's doing good.
Good. I hadn't talked to him lately.
Good. We did the ball game Thursday with North Henderson. We got West Henderson Monday. Then we got Tuesday, we got Smoky Mountain. And Thursday, we got Brevard to finish out the season. And then playoffs start.
Right. It's hard to believe it's already time for that.
Telling you, it's been
a fast year.
It has. Oh, Nathan Messer did a great pump fake. Got the ball in the paint from Coach Crook. Turned around, pump fake, got the guy off his feet. Went up and got fouled.
They had a tough year this year, but he's really battled, I think.
Yeah.
And really to keep everybody's heads up here with the basketball program.
Well, it's a down year for Tuscola all the way around.
Sure.
As far as baseball, softball. You know, it's one of those years where you just don't have the athletes.
And you know this. And when things aren't going well, Rhonda, to be a head coach, there's especially in this community, and when I say this community, I'm talking about all of Haywood County. But
yeah.
In this community, it's extra tough, and you've got to deal with a lot more than you would if you're winning for sure. So
yeah,
you know, he's had a battle a little bit. But he's a character guy, and I'm glad to see he's doing well. Got him out here playing.
You know, the first year when the Pisgah softball team started struggling, you sat there and go, everybody was sitting there going, what's wrong with Pisgah?
Sure.
Because they have won so
right.
much.
it becomes the norm.
It becomes the norm, and everybody's going, oh, Lord, what's wrong?
Right.
You know, and you know, you, a lot of people don't look at it in the aspect that you got injuries. The basketball team running deep. You didn't get all your players to late. I mean, so there's a lot of factors in that.
And, you know, and that's the same situation with our football program up there, too, is that, you know, lose a couple games and, you know, people start having a lot of questions because the expectations are so high all the time. And certainly I think there's more positive to those high expectations that are negative, but that might be one of the negatives a little bit.
Now, that's the police chief for Waynesville. Police department.
It is.
Yeah,
down
there.
Got called for walking.
Yeah, I got called for walking. And then the Haywood County lineman come down and hit a three.
Yeah, they got a 30-17 lead here with 1:39 left before the end of the first half.
I'm telling you, Coach Ham's brother's a player.
Cam PD's chief out there, too.
Yeah.
Whitener.
Oh.
Brian Whitener.
Look who's on the ground with the ball. Tiffany Ham and two policemen standing over top of her.
Yeah. Brian Whitener went to Tuscola. It's Canton's chief.
Yeah. I got another timeout on the court because Ham's laying on the court and she had the ball and she called the timeout.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, you're gonna call more timeouts
here in the next
later in the game than you are early just because of the fatigue.
Need a breather.
Factor.
Need the oxygen. Is there a mask over on the sideline?
Yeah. That'll certainly be something you want to look at.
Coach Byron Burnett is really struggling to get up and down the court. Bless his heart. He's coaching baseball this year.
Law enforcement, a little 2-1-2. They practice some on this. Trying to keep it out the perimeter.
Coach Ham says, you can practice all you want to. I'm driving to the hole, and I'm going to dash it off.
Messer layup. Yeah.
Messer.
32-17 now.
Oh, I'm impressed with Coach Ham, son. I'd like to have seen her play at Western.
They've got her in the middle on that zone, too.
I can see why. Ain't nobody going to mess with her.
No, I won't.
Oh, what a beautiful pass. Behind the back, behind the head to Nathan Messer. He just couldn't hang on to it. And the Haywood LEO gets the ball back. Oh, he about stole it. Canton's
Brian cheap. Whitener.
Oh, man, he missed a three. Oh. Crowd really getting into it now.
She's running the floor, too.
Yeah.
34-17, Ron, is starting to get away from
it
a little bit.
I'm telling you, Coach Ham has really got some young girls in the post this year that she's going to have to develop for Pisgah basketball.
But she knows that position.
She knows it well, you know. And Maddie Webb, a freshman that played on the varsity last year, there's potential there. And I think if Coach Ham gets her and works with her, she's going to be a heck of a post player.
Yeah.
Oh, a three-pointer by Nathan. It rims out. It's rebounded by the assistant coach for Pisgah, and he puts it back up for a layup, and that's the halftime right there, folks. And the score at halftime is 36-17. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages. This is Pisgah Alumni Basketball on WPTL 920 AM.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years.
This is a great community event. Mike and Sherry Ray of Crawford Ray Funeral Home, Cremation Services, and Memorial Gardens are glad to have this opportunity to support a worthwhile cause. Crawford Ray Funeral Home is involved in our area in many ways, including through their restored historic church from the Sandy Mush community. And Mike and Sherry thank you for your support of them over the years. Crawford Ray Funeral Home, Cremation Services, and Memorial Gardens.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun.
Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sammy gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, get on over there, son.
Tonight's special benefit basketball game is being brought to you by Taylor Motors, Carolina Pond and Gun, Cat and Morgan Clark Insurance, plus Linen and Uniform Service, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Now back to the game. Here's Rhonda Byrd and Chad Upton.
Our sponsors and I for this Pisgah Tuscola alumni game are Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens, Carolina Pond and Gun, Taylor Motor Company, Pat Morgan and Clark Insurance, plus Linen and Uniform Service. Pisgah and Tuscola alumni open up a bit of a lead here in the second quarter. It's 36-17 at the half. Everybody's getting to play, though.
Oh, it's been fun watching the police chief from both.
Yeah, on the floor at the same time.
At the same time from Waynesville and Canton. And, you know, and getting to watch Coach Crook out there, and he got a three-pointer first thing.
I'm really impressed.
I am, too. I mean, he's looking well. He's got a lot of color back. They're not doing any more chemo right now. They're wanting to wait and see what happens with the tumor in 3 months and see if it's going to be something they can operate and take out.
Well, that's like I said, though. I mean, Rhonda, I think it's remarkable for him to be out there running up and down the floor with this condition. I mean, very remarkable.
Yeah.
And I think that hopefully that's a pretty good barometer of his health right now. So I think that's got to be good news.
And everybody loves him. I mean, to every school we went to this year, North Henderson, for example, they had the Miracle Minute. That for a minute they went around and they took up money for Coach Crook. And after the Miracle Minute, they went over there, called him to the center of the floor and handed him a bag full of money. West Henderson did something for him. Tuscola, Inca,
TC,
it was always somebody doing something for him, helping him out. And it showed you that there is a community out there that you can put away the partisanship of the sports and focus on what the main cause.
Right.
And that was really nice to see.
No, absolutely it is. Like I said, we talked about this a little while ago. Pretty good crowd here. This lower section on the side that we're here broadcasting on is full. Side across from us is about half full. Folks on the upper end up there too, and certainly some folks here behind us. So, I mean, we're doing really well in terms of attendance, and hopefully they'll make a little bit of money on the things that they're doing here, obviously concessions and those kinds of things. But when you put this together with the event that we did, back with the barbecue lunch that I thought was a huge success.
Oh, I did too.
Back this winter, in association with Athletic Club, Athletic Boosters, and all those folks that were able to throw in right there. That has really had been a relief in terms of his family trying to offset some of the things you're talking about. You're right, going back and forth to Texas. That's not something you drive and do. And the treatment's been expensive.
Yeah, and he had been to Wake 3 or 4 times. He'd been to Duke. And nobody could give him a game plan.
Right.
And he said, I need to know a game plan. I mean, you're a coach, and you got to have a game plan. And he said, look, I've got to have something. You know, this is the second bout of cancer he's had. And he just basically told me, he said, when he first found out he had it, he said, how many more times I got to beat this?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I like the attitude, the positive attitude already from that point on. But, you know, he's right. And he found out about this MD Anderson Cancer Clinic down at the University of Texas.
Right.
Which is the number one cancer clinic in the country.
That's all they do.
That's all they do, cancer.
Yeah.
And he said the minute he walked in down there, the doctors did their test, met with him, and the minute he sat down with them, he said, I felt comfortable. They had a game plan.
Right.
And he said, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing.
And he said he had a confidence in the doctors. And that's a big thing right there, having confidence in your doctors.
And you brought up a good point. I mean, like I said, you know, insurance, you know, aren't going to be as – perhaps willing to pay for those kinds of treatments to take you out of state and so forth, though it is in his determination the best course of treatment. So these kinds of things just mean that much more to be able to offset those things.
We're going to take another break. We'll be back after these messages. This is Pisgah Alumni Basketball on WPTL 920 AM.
This great charity event is brought to you by Taylor Motor Company, your award-winning Ford dealer on Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Be sure to visit Taylor Motor Company and see the complete line of gas-saving, feature-packed Ford cars, SUVs, and tough Ford trucks. Taylor Motor Company, your Ford dealer on Russ Avenue in Waynesville.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call 648-2632 for Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years.
Tonight's special benefit basketball game is being brought to you by Taylor Motors, Carolina Pond and Gun, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Now back to the game. Here's Rhonda Byrd and Chad Upton.
Back live here at this Pisgah Tuscola alumni game. Rhonda, one of the things that I just thought about just watching out here, obviously we're at Tuscola tonight, and a lot of folks here at Tuscola High School really the ones that made this happen, I guess.
Yeah, it was Mark McCracken. He decided to come up with this plan for Coach Crook, and he told us to keep it secret. He said, don't tell anybody that we're doing this alumni basketball game to raise money for Coach Crook, because Tuscola was the only school during the year that didn't have anything given to him during the game.
Right.
So they decided to do this to raise money, and I think it's a great idea. It's fun. It gets the kids out and let them see that, hey, you can still play sports even after you're old.
Sure.
And doing another job is great. You know, I still have fun when you get older.
Well, I'm certainly glad that they were able to do it. They were very gracious to us. Came by just a few moments ago and thanked us for being here.
Yeah.
And thank Mr. Reck for making this happen.
Yeah.
And we certainly appreciate Mr. Reck giving us another opportunity to get on the headsets tonight. So, good time for everybody.
Fill everybody in on Pisgah Nation. What's going on in the Pisgah Nation?
Yeah, like I said, there's certainly a lot there. Got drawdown coming up. You've got going into the summer. There's certainly all the playoffs. Everybody's going to be involved in playoffs at some point.
Yeah, and we haven't decided how we're going to do the playoffs yet. If we're going to rotate them between the girls and the boys, which probably would be the best thing to do, is rotate them to start. And then whoever's left, whoever gets beat out, then we focus on the one that's still remaining.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And I think that's going to be the way we should do it. That way, that gives them both the same amount of love.
Yeah, that's certainly what you want to do. Let's take a quick time out here. We'll be back with more in a moment. We'll get started with our second half Pisgah Tuscola alumni basketball here on AM 920 WPTL.
This is a great community event. Mike and Sherry Ray of Crawford Ray Funeral Home, Cremation Services, and Memorial Gardens are glad to have this opportunity to support a worthwhile cause. Crawford Ray Funeral Home is involved in our area in many ways, including through their restored historic church from the Sandy Mush community. And Mike and Sherry thank you for your support of them over the years. Crawford Ray Funeral Home, Cremation Services, and Memorial Gardens.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun.
Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
This great charity event is brought to you by Taylor Motor Company, your award-winning Ford dealer on Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Be sure to visit Taylor Motor Company and see the complete line of gas-saving, feature-packed Ford cars, SUVs, and tough Ford trucks. Taylor Motor Company, your Ford dealer on Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Tonight's special benefit basketball game is being brought to you by Taylor Motors, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Now back to the game. Here's Rhonda Byrd and Chad Upton.
Back live here at Tuscola High School alumni basketball game. Pisgah and Tuscola on the same team tonight against law enforcement here in Haywood County, all the branches that we have. 36-17 is the score as the alumni have a commanding lead here. 19 points, 7:38, just starting the third quarter.
I think Clint McElrath was trying to pull a LeBron James acting act.
I think you're right. Alumni inbound, top of the key. Bounce pass off to the outside. That's Marty Emmon, drives the lane, looks for a pass inside. Layup is blocked, and now back the other way for law enforcement. It's a two-on-two. Michael Mathis pump fakes, shot good. So he scores in the whistle. Nice little play right there. 36-19, a good line for one.
So Heidi Morgan was going, I didn't touch him, I just stood there.
That was a nice-looking play.
It was a nice-looking play.
Marty Emmon on the floor for the alumni. Mathis free throw is good.
That's a pretty good looking free throw shot.
36-20. He's not as quite as old as some of the other ones, though. Alumni back across the timeline. Top of the key. He'll drive the lane. Try to get a shot off and get fouled there just below the elbow. And he'll go to the line for two.
Matthew Emmon was at the halftime was down on the law enforcement side. And I said, wait a minute, he's switching sides on us.
I've been watching Tyler Trantham down there. He's been barking at the officials the whole night. First free throw's good, and good fun, of course.
He has on the back of his shirt 5-0.
Yeah. Second free throw is good. It's 38-20. Law enforcement now back the other way.
You got Coach Fox in there, too, now for the alumni.
Pass down to the right side, Mathis. Looks inside, now back top of the key, quickly to the left side, three-pointer on the way, good! He got it from downtown, they're cutting away at it, it's 38-23 now. Alumni across the timeline, down to the inside, and the pass goes in, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds, and alumni will inbound here.
That was Jordan Reagan for the LEO that hit that.
It's nice.
Three-pointer. He's a good three-point shooter. He's hit several tonight already.
Inbound left side beyond the three-point line corner. Now back out to the top. Pump fake, and now a three-pointer on the left side is off the mark and rebounded offensively for the alumni. They'll pass it inside. Drive, Miss Fox. Now another shot on the way, and it's airballed and rebounded. Law enforcement, they'll drive the floor the other way. Michael Mathis in the lane. Shot on the way. Got it off the glass.
High bank shot off top of the glass.
38-25. Now the alumni. Three-pointer again on the way. Got it.
Matthew Emmons.
Wow.
Beautiful shot.
It was. 41-25. Law enforcement now with the basketball. They cross the timeline. Pass to the left side. Mathis will take a pass now. Go to the top of the key. He'll drive. Looks to pass. One gets a nice pass off. Layup good.
From the Canton police officer.
He's a big boy down there, too.
Yeah, boy. You've seen him around.
5:51 left to play. Here's another three-pointer for the alumni. It's off. Rebound. Michael Mathis for law enforcement. Now 3-on-2. Here's a little bounce pass. Layup is off. Rebound good. Michael Mathis scores right there.
Yeah, Reagan missed the easy layup. Michael Mathis cleaned it up. Just banked it right back in.
5:30 pass down to the left side. Alumni three-pointer off the mark. Rebounded quickly in transition and throws it away. So the alumni will get the basketball back on the right side.
Reagan was running that ball down like he's chasing a thief.
I'm sure they never had that. You got to be in shape if you're going to be doing that.
I guarantee you.
Unless you got that desk job. Alumni with the basketball. They lead it 41-29 here. 5:18 left to go. Third period. Pass off to the left side looking. Now inside pass, pump fakes, goes up, layup is no good, but a foul called as Marty Inman goes to the line for two.
I think Coach McElrath's been watching too much Heat games. He's out there trying to draw them fouls with the play acting there.
I watched a little bit of Charlotte play because I was excited they made the playoffs, but I haven't watched much NBA lately.
I'm not much of a pro basketball player.
Marty Inman's first shot hits off the back iron and doesn't go in.
I have been watching the Clippers this year.
Yeah, they've got an interesting story, too.
Oh, man.
Marty Emmons' second free throw is good. 42-29. Now your score. Alumni lead law enforcement. Now back across the timeline is law enforcement.
That's Trantham there, the one that's been barking at the officials.
He'll pass it down to the baseline. Pump fake. Shot on the way. Off. Rebound. Alumni. Marty Inman.
That's a good pump fake by Michael Blaylock.
Clears out of traffic. Now pass underneath and too hot. Goes through the hands of the alumni player, and it'll go back over.
Coach Morgan needs to catch the ball.
Yeah, that was a little hot, though.
That gosh, she plays softball. Ain't throw
that's
that
true.
Thing.
That's true.
She's a catcher. She should be able
that's
to catch
exactly
it.
Right.
Coach Crook says you've had enough. Out.
Yeah, lots of changes here. Coach Crook gets back in there. Let the law enforcement make some changes up front, too.
Yeah.
And they've got possessions. They cross the timeline. Pass to the right side. Now back to the top of the key. Looking inside. Pass got it. Now back up to the top. Free throw line. Shot on the way. A little short. Rebounded. Is loose and hauled in by law enforcement. Now another pass out to the top of the key. Now to the right side. Now to the lower block. Just inside the three-point line. It's good. It is a three-pointer. It's 42-32. They're within 10 is the law enforcement.
Nathan DeWeese. They hit that three-pointer for the LEO.
Crook with the basketball. Drives the lane. Little shot on the way.
Whoa.
Got it. Nice and smooth.
One-handed running layup in the lane.
44-32. Alumni lead. Three-point shot for the alumni. Oh. In and out. Rebounded. Oh. Alumni with possession. Here's Crook. Up the left side. Now looks to get rid of it here, maybe.
DeWeese is on him.
And does to the right side. Back up the top. To the left side, Marty Emman. Dribble drive. And they'll call a foul, but that was interesting.
It could have been a walk, a foul.
Yeah.
You name it.
So some more changes on both sides here. 3:44 left. It's a 12-point alumni game here.
Not keeping any fouls on anybody because it's just for
right,
fun.
Right.
But that was, he did a 360, got it down, and it looked like he hit the floor before he got rid of the ball.
So Marty Inman will go to the line for two as he did everything he could to get there. First shot on the way is in and out. He can still shoot it.
Yeah, he can.
Second shot is good, and another
he's going to get a breather now.
Pretty good for making you feel like you can still do it a little bit.
Yeah.
Law enforcement, top of the key, three-point shot on the way, off, and rebounded law enforcement, and the ball goes out of bounds. And that's a big boy right there, 109.
That is. I'm trying to find his number on here. Looks like Buddy Williams.
The pass, drop, lane, shot on the way, short, rebound offensively, no. And the alumni come away with
it. Byron Burnett gets it
now
up to Coach
Crook. Now up to the left side, he's got a driving lane, and he will in and out.
Oh,
he is fouled kind of tough
there. Oh, man, they fouled Coach Crook. Come on.
He fouled him kind of hard right there.
Yeah. Is it C-911 fouling?
I keep saying alumni. I guess it's the coaches, right? Or maybe it's both.
It's both. It's Ben. That was Ben Caldwell that fouled him. C-911.
All right, so Coach Crook goes to the line. His first is short.
Oh, and that right there shows you fatigue when you start hitting them short like that. Not 100%. Maybe not even 80.
Yeah, second shot is nice and good. Yeah. It's 46-32.
The doctors did tell him he could start working out again. So
really?
That was a positive thing he was so excited about.
Sure. Here's a pass to the right side. Shot on the way. Air ball over everything. Alumni will rebound. Fires down court. Crook looks for some help there. Gets a little pass inside. It's a layup and off. Rebounded law enforcement.
Coach Hamm back in there again, and she's going to control that paint.
Law enforcement drives the lane. The layup is no good, and they're going to call a foul. I thought that might be a little bit of a charge there. He had position, but they'll go to the line for two. Well, law enforcement down 46-32.
Referee went over and told the assistant coach for Tuscola, oh, you didn't have position.
Let's take a quick timeout here. 46-32 is your score. We'll get you caught up when we return. This is Alumni Basketball on WPTF.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call 648-2632 for Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency.
Plus, Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years.
Tonight's special benefit basketball game is being brought to you by Taylor Motors, Carolina Pond and Gun, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Now back to the game. Here's Rhonda Byrd and Chad Upton.
Pisgah alumni and Tuscola alumni basketball is brought to you by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens, Carolina Pond and Gun, Taylor Motors, Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance, and Plus Linen and Uniform Service. The alumni basketball again. They've got a 48-32 lead with 1:36 left. The law enforcement's got the basketball. 2-on-1, back the other way. Layup, no good. And they're snowboarding a little bit down here. Wide open layup. We'll go in. She hadn't gone anywhere yet. Gets the layup. It's 50-32.
Coach Ham didn't even make it back across half court because she was upset at herself. She lost the dribble on the rebound, and then the alumni got the ball back, and she's standing down there holding both hands up like, I'm open.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take one here as well. 50-32 is your score with 1:21 left to go in the third. This is alumni basketball, WPTL.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
This is a great community event. Mike and Sherry Ray of Crawford Ray Funeral Home, Cremation Services, and Memorial Gardens are glad to have this opportunity to support a worthwhile cause. Crawford Ray Funeral Home is involved in our area in many ways, including through their restored historic church from the Sandy Mush community. And Mike and Sherry thank you for your support of them over the years. Crawford Ray Funeral Home, Cremation Services, and Memorial Gardens.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun.
Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, get on over there, son.
Tonight's special benefit basketball game is being brought to you by Taylor Motors, Carolina Pond and Gun, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Now back to the game. Here's Rhonda Byrd and Chad Upton.
32 seconds left to go in the third period here. 6 unanswered points, 2 three-pointers for law enforcement. Here's another shot on the way for the alumni, no good, and law enforcement will clear. 20 seconds left, 50-38 is your score.
Kyle Brookshire from the alumni has walked down to the top of the key and just put 2 in. This time he was mad at the top of the key.
Here's Weiner for 3, no good. Alumni rebound, she's on the back line. So she'll turn over and wave at the official. And
you know Coach Ham takes everything serious.
She wants to win.
Oh, yeah.
7.4.
We had to... A fan come up and said, who is number 32 for y'all?
Yeah.
They said, where did she play college ball? And I said, at Western. She's an athlete.
So something happened there. And that exchange and the alumni will get the ball back here. 7.4 left. They've got to drive the floor. Here's Crook across the timeline with 5 seconds left. Dishes underneath. Layup is short. They get the rebound, though, and get it back up. It's no good. And cannot connect. So 50-38, your score. We'll go to the fourth period here in this alumni basketball game. A benefit for Coach Casey Crook. Back in just a moment. WPTL, the voice of alumni basketball.
This great charity event is brought to you by Taylor Motor Company, your award-winning Ford dealer on Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Be sure to visit Taylor Motor Company and see the complete line of gas-saving, feature-packed Ford cars, SUVs, and tough Ford trucks. Taylor Motor Company, your Ford dealer on Russ Avenue in Waynesville.
Waynesville.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call 648-2632 for Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency.
Tonight's special benefit basketball game is being brought to you by Taylor Motors, Carolina Pond and Gun, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, plus Linen and Uniform Service, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Now back to the game. Here's Rhonda Byrd and Chad Upton.
Back live at Tuscola High School alumni basketball against law enforcement here in Haywood County. 50-38 your score. Three-pointer on the way for the alumni. No good. Rebounded by law enforcement. They'll try to get it across the timeline. Top of the key, now pass inside. It's got it. Another dish inside. Tries to go for a little layup there and is fouled. He'll go to the line for two.
That's DeWeese. He's going to go to the line for two and has a good bounce pass there in the paint. They don't have Ham in there now, so they kind of
That's right. Now take advantage.
They took advantage of
That's
it.
That's right.
Nathan Messer's one and got called for the foul.
The other thing, too, it looks like everybody's got a chance to play. First free throw.
Yeah.
It bounces in and good. So if you're going to make the effort to be up here, you certainly want to get a chance to play a little bit, and everybody is.
Oh, yeah.
50-39 your score. Alumni with an 11-point lead here. Second free throw is off. No good. And the rebound off the alumni player. No, they're going to say it's off the alumni player, so the law enforcement get it back underneath their goal.
Canton Police Officer Stephen Moon.
Yeah.
He tipped it away from Matthew Inman. He's a tall cookie, I'm telling you.
Turnover here. Now quickly back the other way. Layup on the way, and it's no good. Short rebounded by the alumni.
Coach Ham's brother. And you know them two. You know that she's the only girl of nine brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeepers. That's a lot of young.
That's the reason why she's as tough as she is. In Kentucky.
Alumni, top of the key. Pass to the right side. Outside the three-pointer. Dribble. Inside, now pass to the corner. Nathan Messer drives the lane. Little pass and kicked out of bounds. Stays this way for the alumni. I could imagine playing.
Oh, I know.
At this point. Pass, left side, three-pointer on the way. It's good. Nothing but the top of the net. And he shows everybody the follow-through all the way down the floor. And
That's
he's excited.
Coach Ham's brother.
Excited. Law enforcement pass left side. Three-pointer on the way. Got it. Answer right back. 6:40 left. It's 53-42 now.
That DeWeese is a good shooter.
A lot of three-pointers in this one. Pass over to the left side. Now to the corner. He wants to shoot another three-pointer. He got another one and got fouled, he says. 56-42. A little bit of talking now out here. 14-point lead. Drives.
Oh,
turnover. It's on the floor. Jump ball, jump ball, jump ball. Possession error goes for the alumni.
I think I'd go the NBA rules. So I got to see him jump.
Yeah, I would too. I've always said that. High school and up, absolutely. They'd be jumping up.
Oh, yeah.
Alumni with the basketball. Passes over here to the left side now. To the corner again. Back out to the top of the key. Stutter step. Dribbles to the right side corner. It's Charlie Inman now. Basketball outside. Three-pointer well short. Rebounded by law enforcement. 5:50 left. He'll drive the lane. Michael Mathis, runner. Good. Count it. Count it.
Michael Mathis still got some moves on him, man.
That's a little bit of continuation, too.
Yeah. He's taking on the Tuscola coach. He's like, I see
He's
that big T on
he
your chest.
He still play a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Still good shape, too.
56-44 your score. First 3-0 is good. So, three-point play for the alumni brings them within 11 now. Nathan Messer runs the point guard back up the other way. Quickly to the left side. He'll drive. Back out. Elbow extended. Shot on the way. Good. And that's a three-pointer. No rotation, but he buried it.
He did.
59-45. Yeah, I know. It's knuckleball. Quickly passes down low underneath. Shot on the way, missed. Rebound is good. Law enforcement's played a lot better in the second half. Now, the alumni will drive the lane. Free throw or layup is no good. Quickly back the other way in transition. Three-point shot on the way, and it is off the iron. Rebound, alumni. Nathan Messer's out there by himself. Layup is no good, and he's fouled. It will be a two-shot free throw coming up.
They're going to make him earn those points from the line.
Again, we want to thank all of our sponsors, Carolina Pond and Gun, Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Garden, Taylor Motor Company, Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Again, many of those sponsors sponsor us in just about every event that we have around Pisgah Athletics as well, so we certainly appreciate them.
We have a lot of good sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Huge. We couldn't do it without them, for sure.
Oh, we couldn't. And WPTL has become more now the voice of Pisgah sports.
Yeah.
We have sports all year when school's
That's
in.
Right.
We have something we're doing. If it's basketball, football, softball, baseball, it's something.
Timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and take ours as well. Last one. Go live the rest of the way. 5:05 left to go in the ball game. It's 59-47 alumni with the lead. Back in a moment. This is alumni basketball on WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years.
Tonight's special benefit basketball game is being brought to you by Taylor Motors, Carolina Pond and Gun, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Now back to the game. Here's Rhonda Byrd and Chad Upton.
4:55 left to go in the ball game here. 61-47, the alumni lead. Law enforcement shot on the way, short. Rebounded law enforcement, and he hammers away, and they're going to call him for a walk. Looked pretty good to me.
He had to walk. He had Ham, Coach Ham, back in there. Knew she was fighting for that ball.
All right. So alumni back the other way. Coach Crook with the basketball. Crosses the timeline. Pass to the left side. Spots up. Three-pointer. Nice and smooth there, but off the iron. Rebounding law enforcement. Now they'll go.
Brookshire's got it. If they don't guard him at the top of the key, he's going to walk up
He's going to do it. I thought about it. Here's another three-pointer off the way off the pass. Off the backboard. Rebounded down there by law enforcement, off the shoe, and now Coach Crook has it, and he's under pressure. He'll race across the timeline and pass out here. Elbow extended. Now back the other way. Marty Inman pump fakes. Shot on the way. Hits the side of the glass and out of bounds. And law enforcement will get it back.
You know, Coach Crook's wife couldn't be here tonight for this because...
Yeah, she's got the promenade.
Promenade. Yep. At Inca High School prom. She's having to do prom duty tonight, so God love
That's
her.
No fun for a teacher, I'm just telling
no,
you.
I bet not.
Law enforcement, top of the key on the perimeter. They'll pass inside, now back out. Three-pointer, Brookshire on the way. He got another one, Rhonda.
That's about at least 9 points for Brookshire right there.
61-50.
In the second half. Good-looking three-point shooter.
Marty Inman with it. Elbow extended out there. Dumps it down. Pump fake. Hook shot. No good. McElrath. So law enforcement will get it back. And Brookshire's the biggest point guard out there. So he spots up again, Ron, on the way.
Oh, man.
They'll get that offensive rebound. Layup no good. And the alumni will go back. Running the floor, McElrath. 1-on-2. He stops. Gets one off. A lot of fouling going on. A lot of guys on the floor. Here's Crook with the three-pointer off the iron. No good. And law enforcement rebounds. They'll go the other way. 3 minutes left. 11-point lead for the alumni. Wow. Lots of body contact down there on that shot. No foul is called. They'll go the other way.
He is helping out.
Marty Inman wanted to charge right there, Ron. He didn't get it. And probably should have.
And I'm telling you, that guy that charged him, he was like he's like a Mack truck.
Yeah. And he wasn't 88 pounds either.
No. Uh-uh.
Marty Inman, three-point shot on the way. Short, rebounded. Marty following his own. Gets blocked down there. They're not calling a lot of fouls, and we're going to get a tie-up and a jump ball. Nobody's calling fouls.
No.
Let them play.
Let them play. They're having some fun. Let them play. I was trying to find out the number of that guy that run over Marty Inman.
It's right here. I think.
Know. If you'll turn around, I'll
6'10".
See. 6'10", that is Kevin Smathers. Well, he just smothered him, all right.
Well, here's the other thing, too. You don't want to let your the emotions get the best of you against a law enforcement team
no,
either.
No,
no. I don't see how that can pay off
sir.
For you.
I didn't mean
law enforcement drives away and layup off. No good. Rebound will come offensively for them. Now back to the top of the key. Bounce pass inside. It's Mathis. Gets a shot off. Gets fouled. No call. Ball loose. Finally rebound. A little elbow there. Alumni back the other way. Here's a drive for the alumni. Now get a foul right there. Not a lot of whistles. They'll go to the line, though,
kind of like
time.
The water boy here now with Coach Ham. All these law enforcement officers are going to go, Coach Ham, Coach Ham.
Yeah, Coach Ham.
They're going to remember her.
I'm looking at these guys' shirts, too, Rhonda. No one's going to walk out of here with a dry T-shirt if
no,
they played either.
No. Except for maybe Chief Holland's good. I haven't seen him in much this second half.
Hey, and I fully expect all these guys to get up and go to church tomorrow, no matter if they're sore or not.
They might be a little stiff getting down.
I guarantee you they're going to be stiff.
They'll be sitting down real gently.
I guarantee it. That's exactly right.
Be going, what happened to you, man?
Hope there's not a lot of songs up and down, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot of singing tomorrow. Just preach, sir.
Just preach.
Yep, that's right. Just preach. I need the minute.
Yeah, Lord. This is great.
Yeah, it is. It is. Alumni's first free throw, no good. 61-50 the score. They lead it here with 2:10 left. Second shot.
Did you see the NFL celebrity draft? Did you see that the other day?
No.
Cleveland Browns had the first pick. Guess who they picked? Bobby Boucher.
That's great. That's a quality pick. A quality pick.
I was going out. Love it.
Alumni basketball fires it across and out. A little hot. It'll be backcourt and the alumni. We'll get it back here as Michael Mathis throws one a little high.
Yeah, Jordan Reagan's not quite that tall. You need to have Stephen Moon in there if you're going to throw one that high.
Alumni with the basketball, top of the key. Now down to the corner, outside the arc, still outside the arc, back up towards the top. Coach Crook, he'll drive and throw one off. Law enforcement's foot out of bounds, and they'll maintain possession. 1:46 left, 12-point lead for the alumni.
You know, Brookshire, he's an athletic young guy. He's a big guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Coach Crook's going out, and everybody's giving him a standing ovation. And that is just fitting for the man. He's going to go down and shake all the hands with the LEO, and they're all giving a little loving, and everybody's standing to their feet and giving him a standing ovation for what he's done this season.
Everybody
Coach.
Gets it, Rhonda, and that's a big deal. Everybody gets it.
That is great. Absolutely wonderful. Gives me chill bumps, Chad, just to see it.
Everybody on their feet in the stands as he comes off the floor, all these guys that have come out here to play in this game. And the other thing that he did, Rhonda, is he went to them, too, to tell them his appreciation. Which
oh,
shows
yeah.
a lot of class, and that's certainly very appreciated.
Michael
sure.
Mathis probably played for him, and he's giving over and giving Coach
yeah.
a big hug.
Yeah. All right, 1:43 left to go here. Alumni with a 12-point edge. Ball top of the key now, left side extended. Now back out to the top. A lot of perimeter movement here. Hadn't seen a lot of work inside of late.
Oh, Coach Ham's outside. They don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. I wouldn't go down there either. The alumni set to kind of run the clock down a little bit with this lead. Here's a pass to the corner inside the arc. Off the glass, in and out, no good. The alumni will rebound, and they'll go back the other way. Interesting ball handling, layup on the way, no good.
Oh, man.
Alumni with the rebound. Now they're going to run the other way. We'll see if a foul comes in, and they get the foul before the shot comes off. It's a good idea to pass that one because I don't think you could have went up that he wouldn't have gotten fouled.
Chris Shale went down. He had a good chance to get it down here, turnaround jumper, and then he had to run down Matthew Emmon to foul him before he went for an easy layup.
All right, so the alumni will inbound here with 104 underneath their basket to the top. Looks to pass inside, elbow, shot on the way, got it, nice and smooth.
Coach Ham is just putting on a clinic here for everybody.
64-50 your score, 50 seconds left. Law enforcement drives the lane. Shot no good. Now quickly out the other way. A layup opportunity on this end, and it's good.
All right,
good.
Byron Burnett gets 2 points.
And a full beard, too, down
yeah.
there, right?
Yeah, full beard. I don't know how he's played that beard.
I know. Law enforcement now on the left side. They'll pass inside. Layup is good.
Dustin Toon got an easy layup after a missed shot by trying to find all these crazy numbers.
Yep. Yeah, they've got some. 66,
Greg Christopher.
52.
That's who missed the shot. Greg Christopher, the sheriff of Haywood County, is out there.
All right.
H1.
So law enforcement with the rebound. 1 second left. Shot on the way.
Oh,
good.
Man.
And that's the ball game run.
That was a great try to get a shot by the only girl out there, Paige Shale. She just rolled off from the rim.
66-52 is your final score. We'll take our last break here, Ron, and I'll bring it back and finish up tonight on this great event for Coach Casey Pruitt. Back in a moment. You're listening to Alumni Basketball on WPTF.
This is a great community event. Mike and Sherry Ray of Crawford Ray Funeral Home, Cremation Services, and Memorial Gardens are glad to have this opportunity to support a worthwhile cause. Crawford Ray Funeral Home is involved in our area in many ways, including through their restored historic church from the Sandy Mush community. And Mike and Sherry thank you for your support of them over the years. Crawford Ray Funeral Home, Cremation Services, and Memorial Gardens.
Sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
This great charity event is brought to you by Taylor Motor Company, your award-winning Ford dealer on Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Be sure to visit Taylor Motor Company and see the complete line of gas-saving, feature-packed Ford cars, SUVs, and tough Ford trucks. Taylor Motor Company, your Ford dealer on Russ Avenue in Waynesville.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call 648-2632 for Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency.
Plus, Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years.
Tonight's special benefit basketball game is being brought to you by Taylor Motors, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Now back to the game, here's Rhonda Byrd and Chad Upton.
All right, back live here at the gym as we're getting ready to finish up and everything. We're trying to get an idea of how well we did for this event. Certainly, you know, we feel really good about the amount of money that we've been able to raise for Coach Crook. And, again, paying for that treatment, paying for the hospital bills, obviously, is huge. And then talking about travel and all those kinds of things, time being away. Everything that can happen for him, you certainly want to be able to offset. So they're, you know, trying to figure out that. I know that next week they'll be able to have a chance to count out all that money and be able to present that to him, and I'm sure that he'll be very appreciative. This is one of really several events that we've had over the course of the last year or so, since later in the fall when we found out that he was sick. And we certainly are excited about the opportunity to be able to do a little bit more for him, Rhonda.
Just found out. They told us they're going to count the money. They're still going to sell concessions as you go out. They're going to present a check to Casey Crook Monday afternoon at Pisgah High School with David Presley, Greg Christopher, and the two police chiefs, Canton and Hollingsgood, and the one from Canton, Wagner.
Brian Wagner.
They're all going to meet at Pisgah High School and present him with a check. of the final tally when they get it all added up. So I will know then Monday afternoon. I will announce it during the ball game Monday. We play West Henderson Monday, weather permitting. So far, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, when I find out, everybody in the Pisgah Nation will know.
Absolutely. Well, again, I want to tell you thank you. I've enjoyed it as always working with you very much.
I
want to thank Mr. Reck for making this happen.
Yes.
Tim Hodges, again, as good a producer as there is anywhere. And I'll look forward to getting back on the air in a few months or so. But you guys keep it up, and I've had a good time.
Good time. And alumni football, June 14th.
That's right. We will have that. Yeah.
And then the drawdown, May 31st. So put those circle those two dates on your calendars, folks, and get ready for football's going to get us prepped, ready for football
season. I'll be ready for that for sure. 66-52 is your final score. The alumni beat the law enforcement side. Again, I want to thank everyone for being here and listening to this game here on AM 920 WPTL. For Rhonda Berg, Tim Hodges, Chad Upton, Bill Reck, until next time, so long, everybody.
Tonight's benefit basketball game for Coach Casey Kruk was brought to you by Carolina Ponded Gun, Taylor Motors, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, and by Crawford Ray Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. Join us Monday afternoon at 3:45 for Black Bears softball here on AM 920 and online at WPTLradio.net.